both departments have had people who went through the disability retirement process due to PTSD, and you guys have both have people who have gone through the workers' comp program as well for the same issue. And I'm wondering, you know, was there ever a discussion at the administration level that, you know, this issue of post-traumatic stress disorder could become a financial burden on the city?
No, that's anytime an officer is injured or can't perform, the financial aspect of that is never taken into consideration. It's, you know, what's taken into consideration is by our pension board, which handles that, was this an on-duty injury? Did this happen in the line of duty? Can this person go forward performing the job they were hired to do?
That, in Jerry Reeland's case in particular, I mean, that disability was contentious. I mean, there was an attorney from the city of Orlando that was aggressively, you know, defending that.
Well, we're not going to discuss that case because I know there's an ongoing lawsuit